Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Samsung, the latest company to make a big investment in chip manufacturing here in the United States. According to the Wall Street Journal, it plans to double its total semiconductor investment in Texas to $44 billion. Taiwan Semi also working on a major chip manufacturing hub in the U.S. Seems to be good news for the Biden administration, which is spending a lot of energy and money to revitalize U.S. chip production. Intel receiving a big chunk of government funds as part of the CHIPS Act. But Intel's stock fell sharply earlier this week after reporting that its foundry unit lost $7 billion last year. There's a really key differentiator here. Intel is an American company. Samsung is a South Korean company. TSMC is a Taiwanese company. This is now an issue of national security, right? Chips are going to be the most important things. So you need to manufacture them here. You can't just manufacture them all in Asia. But it does raise the question. Intel has to come out of nowhere and build a foundry business. TSMC, Samsung, they've got a lot of experience.
Isn't TSMC building in the United States?
Yes, and Samsung. So it just raises the question, do you need Intel?
Yeah.
How secure do you need it to be?
Yeah. Do you need it to be an American-owned company or
exactly
just an American domicile?
And highlights operation. The challenges as well for Intel because, again, they're starting this foundry business from scratch.
Yeah.
It's billions and billions of dollars, years of R&D.
Yeah.
Robots are emerging as the latest battleground in big tech, with Apple reportedly jumping into the space, scrapping its EV plans to go all in on home robots instead. Our Kate Rooney is going to break that down in today's Tech Check. Hey, Kate.
Hey, Carl. Yeah, so Apple is the latest mover, but Amazon, Tesla, Microsoft, Google, and NVIDIA are all competing in robotics. These tech companies are well positioned with expertise in things like computer vision, cloud computing, and of course, AI. All of that can be leveraged in robotics, and huge leaps recently in generative AI are helping this robotic space advance. One leader here is Amazon. It's the largest manufacturer of industrial robots in its fulfillment centers. Amazon has been at this for about a decade. It's helped reduce cost and increase speed with more than 750,000 robots assisting with about 75% of orders at this point. Amazon may also compete with what Apple is reportedly planning for in-home robots. Amazon's version is called Astro. There's still a wait list. It's worth noting Amazon's M&A strategy here in robotics has hit a wall. Its effort to buy iRobot, the maker of Roomba, was blocked by regulators. The larger battleground, guys, beyond these smaller in-home projects is something called humanoid robots, like the name suggests. These are those machines that walk and sometimes talk like people. Goldman Sachs estimates it could be a $38 billion market at some point. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang showcased a fleet of these lifelike bots during their recent conference out here. He announced NVIDIA's own robotics-related project called Groot. And then, of course, there is Elon Musk in this race. Tesla's Optimus robot has been a key priority for the CEO. On a recent earnings call, Musk said it has the potential to be more significant than Tesla's vehicle business even. The private market is booming here. The biggest funding in robotics was in 2021, in part, I'm told, because COVID really showcased the need for more automation. Some of the big tech companies are also backing smaller robotics startups as deals like iRobot get blocked. Amazon's invested in one called Agility. Another Figure is backed by NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Jeff Bezos. Robotics could emerge as another lane in which Musk and Bezos now compete, guys. Back to you.
A battle of the robots, perhaps, coming to a theater near you. Kate, thank you.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.